with three simple steps. Ollie will create a personalized story for your kids, making story time the best family bonding time. Visit www.meetollie.com to learn more. But now, let's go on adventure and listen to a story. Money for Grandma's gift.
Grandma's birthday is coming up, and I wanted to buy her a bag of coffee beans from our favorite coffee shop.
Melinda declared to her mom, "Do you have money for it?" Melinda's mom asks,
"Money? Will what I have in my piggy bank be enough?"
"Maybe not, my dear."
"Then how can I make money, Mom?"
Melinda is now worried. "I don't know if you can get a job, but what about selling your toys? You could display them in our yard and see if people would want to buy them."
"I don't want to sell my toys, Mom."
"Oh, right. Well, I guess we'll just have to think of something else," says her mother. Melinda walks back to her room trying to figure something out. She then remembers her treasure box sitting under her bed. She drags the box out and rummages through the box until she finds a small wooden chest with strange symbols on it. She opens it carefully, and inside are tiny figurines made from clay. There are three of them. A man, an elf, and one that is neither man nor elf but has both human and elf features.
"Ah, I remember these. I made them in the craft class last year. The teacher said I have a great imagination. I think I know what to do,"
Melinda says with excitement. Melinda puts on her coat and heads outside to find people willing to buy her figurines. She has no trouble selling all three because they are so unique, and nobody has seen anything like that before.
"I have enough money for Grandma's gift,"
Melinda tells her mother as she comes home with the coffee beans from their favorite coffee shop in tow. "But where did you get money from?" Melinda senses some anger in her mom's voice and begins to cry while explaining what she has done. And she apologizes for not having asked permission from her mother or father first.
"Oh, don't cry, baby. I am so proud of you," Melinda's mother says. "I can't believe you sold the figurines you made to buy Grandma a gift."
Melinda's father comes home from work and greets his wife and daughter.
"How were your day, ladies?"
"Great. I made some money today," Melinda answers as she holds up the coins in her hand so that her father can see them.
Her father asks,
"You did? How did you do that?"
Melinda tells her dad all about the figurines. Her dad is not only very proud but also encourages her to make more. The next day, when Melinda's mother comes home from work, she asks,
"I'm going to go to the store. Do you want to go with me?"
"Sure,"
Melinda agrees.
"I'll take my figurines with me so I can show them to the store owner."
When they get to the store, they see that it is full of all sorts of toys, but there are no figurines like Melinda's anywhere in sight. The store owner is very nice. He agrees for Melinda to sell her figurines in the store and shows Melinda where she can put them. As soon as she puts them down, a young woman walks by and sees them.
"Oh, my goodness,"
the woman gasps.
"Those are the most beautiful figurines I have ever seen. How much do you want for each one of them?"
Melinda tells her that they are $5 each, and the woman hands over the money immediately. Melinda gives $1 to the store owner and $1 to her mother for taking her there. Melinda is so excited about her experience that she can't wait to get home and tell her father all about it. When they walk in the door, Melinda's father is reading the newspaper.
"I made lots of money today,"
Melinda tells him.
"I'm going to put it in my piggy bank now."
"Wow,"
her father says.
"Your figurines must be so popular. I'm very proud of you for doing such a good job on your own. I hope you know that you can always make money on your own when you know how."
Melinda feels so grown up and responsible now that she has money from her own work.